Hello, Dan.
Oh, good to hear from Colin. Right. Oh, you've got to pick up the ball after the previous caller.
Right.
Took a bullet for the station he did.
Yeah, go on. I'm not good at
Radio Ventriloquist, he's the best.
As long as you've got Bill Fields on that, man.
Hang on. When you're having a little pop at Mr. Eubank, it's in the back of my cab.
No! He wasn't listening to it, was he?
Yeah,
I'm a dead man.
He wasn't. You're joking.
I dropped him off at that little restaurant in Piccadilly.
No! Oh, God.
And then he was laughing.
Piccadilly,
and he said he's going to pop round and see you guys later.
That's right.
I'm knocking straight out.
That's Piccadilly in Manchester, yeah?
Well, listen, just before we carry on, this is Carolyn. When you said, do you want to come to talk radio? I said, yeah, because nobody will hear me, right? And now we're getting the lie. We're suddenly understanding this ain't true.
What a brilliant thing. He's actually in the back. Was he listening to us going on and on?
Which bit? Was it the first bit when we said he's a genius because he's crackers?
No, when you were talking about...
the Muslim stuff?
No, when you...
You bank it here?
Yeah, I'm just dropping someone off. Give me a minute.
All right. Let's stay by the phone. Let's hear it. Let's hear this transaction.
What's that?
How much is the fare?
Hang on, I'm going to finish. It's getting out in a minute.
That's all right. Well, we're dropping out. How much is the fare at the moment?
£9.20.
How much of a tip are you looking at, do you think?
No,
but what do you reckon? Seriously, what do you reckon?
You're getting a tenner.
What are you looking at?
A tenner?
No, he's 9.20. You're getting a tenner. Spoken like a Tottenham supporter. Yeah, go on.
Tenner?
What do you look at? Seriously, out of 9.20, what would you be looking at? Go on, the tax man ain't listening. What are you looking at?
Hang on. Don't embarrass me.
I ain't embarrassing the lady. I'm saying, seriously, put her on the phone. Seriously, put her on the phone. Put her on the phone.
Hang on.
Probably sound the gun. We've got 20 seconds. We've got 58.20. Oh, no, 57.50. Anyway, so you had Chris Eubank in the back as we were talking about him.
Yeah, and he was in the back and he said, can you turn it up? So I did.
And he's
two boys with him.
And
he told him, be quiet. He went, shut up, be quiet. Because you won't ever listen.
We did say we love him.
We said we love him.
We said we liked him. We do.
Because as you always say, yeah, simple test in the world. The world, better place or worse place for Chris Eubank? Obviously, a better place.
Man, but I was talking about... Oh, shut up. Oh, yeah, I forgot that. I said if he was Brighton Tannoy announcer, then that's the thing.
Did you?
Why has he not got a speech impediment now, then?
The strange thing is, on this show, doesn't it? I mean, I'm Danny Kelly, but I sound a lot like the other one, and I bet for a second there. Man, that's the worst. See, it's all right doing this in radio station. No matter what fan of you hear from them people over the BBC, we're telling it like it is. You never actually expect to meet any of these players. I'm sure if I met that referee, I'd shrink like a sorted snail. I don't know. But certainly Chris Eubank.
And to receive the fatwa by fax is bad, isn't it?